This is HPR episode 1965 entitled, Adding SQLite as a Data Source to SQLeo. It is hosted by Ken Forlan and is about 10 minutes long. The summary is, using the graphical query builders from SQLeo with SQLite.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to talk to you about how to add SQLite as a data source for SQLeo. Just to give you some background here on this, I know it's a kind of a weird one, but bear with me. I have been looking for a tool that will graphically and programmatically track identifiers as they pass through systems. So this is where you have one system from one vendor and they've got their primary key is called Bob, and then the other system's primary key is called Sarah, and there needs to be a, you need to know that on this system I'm looking up, Bob 123 is equivalent to Sarah 123 on the other systems. Okay, that sort of thing. And I could have done this in Inkscape because I follow the screencasters.heathenx.org, link in the show notes. But what I wanted to be able to do was take an image for inclusion in documentation, but to programmatically be able to describe it in documents as well. So I was for a long time trying to remember what they were called, because I had seen them in Microsoft Access and in some versions of other databases where you can drag a table in. So you can drag, I don't know, countries, and then you can drag populations, and you can drag area. So then you can, you know, country area, country populations, and then you can join on particular fields. So the Netherlands is this area, it's got this number of people, and then you can do calculations on the, you know, number of people per area, that sort of thing. And I think you've all seen them before. So the idea is like to show a table block and draw lines between like field X in system A and field Y in system B. So there's a lot of solutions out there. But what I wanted to be able to do is to obviously be able to give this to somebody, which meant two things. One, the license need to be free and open source. And the other thing is I didn't want people to have to be able to install a whole go of tools in order to get this running. So you didn't have to install Oracle or MySQL or something. And I also wanted it that it would run cross-platform for various different things. So this choice of database led me to SQLite, which if you read the website, it says SQLite is an in-process library that implements a self-contained, serverless, zero-configuration, transactional SQ database engine. The code for SQLite is in the public domain and thus free to use for any purpose, commercial or private. SQLite is the most widely deployed database in the world, with more applications than we can count, including several high-profile projects. So it's probably on your phone, your house probably has at least 10 of these databases running right now. So it's easy enough to install that. Lots of instructions on the website. For me, it was a DNF install SQLite. And at the same time, I installed SQLite Browser and SQLite Man. If you've used PHP MyAdmin or PHP or MySQL console, you kind of know what we're talking about, something that will allow you to create tables and databases, but it's still all in this one tiny little file that you can zip up and send to somebody. It's really quite cool, ideal for, you know, if you're doing any databases, you know, and you can nursing them around the place. It's pretty nice. So I made a small database using one of these tools with two tables and one field, the exactly what I said before. So the next thing is you can download SQLeo Visual Query Builder, which has support for a graphical query builder. And I'll give you the spiel. This is a powerful SQL tool to transform or reverse complex queries generated by blah, 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 into diagrams for easy visualization and analysis. A graphical query builder that permits you to create complex SQL queries easily. The GUI has multiple connectors supporting virtually all JDBC drivers, including blah, 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 SQLite. And on top of that, everything is open source. So it's a Java tool, which is what the JDBC driver was all about there. More about that later. And it's available on their website. Now, the version that you download from the website is limited to three tables per graph and only 100 rows, which is kind of fine for most things. For what I want to do with it, it's absolutely fine. But remember, this is a GPLv2 program, so you can download it, you can remove the restrictions and do all that. And I encourage you to do that. But I also encourage you to go and pay the guy 10 euros. And within 5 minutes, I got an email back with a zip file that I could just unpack. And there I had a full version. As Kevin Hookah has often said, support free software, and just meant that today I didn't have a cup of coffee. Well, not that I would spend 10 euros on a cup of coffee anyway, but hypothetically speaking, if I was doing that. All right, so unzip the file, I'll leave that up to you, and then you can either run java space dash jar space sqleovqb.jar, but I use the option dash d file dot encoding equals UTF-8 because UTF-8 rocks. So there are README files, and you can see that it's all very, very self-explanatory, except to the point where I'm coming to now. When I opened it up, like, there was a lot of options to have Apache, Oracle, MySQL, Firebird, but I could not see anything for SQLite. And of course, if I had bothered to read the documentation, but I put a link into the show notes where I found this, then where I found somebody asking the very same question, which prompted me to write this blog post and also prompted me to record the show. And it shows you how to add them. So basically, there's not a lot to it. You just click a new driver, you add a library, and then you add in sqlite.jbc, org.sqlite.jbc. But first, you need to get the SQLite.jbc from the download that as a, so that's a separate option. So you got this tool, and then it has particular drivers for each of the databases. Once you download that and put it somewhere, you can add a new library, and then you put in the source SQLite.jdbc is what I called it. Then the driver is org.sqlite.jdbc, and then when you want to run it, we'll come to that later. So you click next, and so that will add the data source. Then you can right click on that one and add a new data source to the file. And that will have to begin with JDBC colon SQLite. So the first part tells it that it's a Java database connector. And then the SQLite one is the SQLite, and then colon. And it couldn't be simpler than this, /path/to/where/i/pulse/the. Okay. The database.file. Yeah, get the idea? Couldn't be simpler. So that's okay. Then you press connect on that, and bam, you're connected to the database. And now you've got like a fully functional, very, very clean, okay, Java-esque, but you know, the cooler Java one as opposed to the ugly ones from before. You can drag your two tables in, and then you can link up the fields that you want to link up, take a screenshot of that, and you're done. But what's kind of cool is if you press save, then it'll save that query. So you can have, this is the query for doing this, this is a query for doing that. Really kind of cool. And it gives you then the programmatically how you do that with SQL. So in this case, it's select from system_B an inner space join space from system_A on systemb.fieldy is equal to systema.fieldx. So if you're anyway familiar with SQL at all, that will be a nice little way to programmatically know what's going on. So you've got an image that you can save as a binary blob, and you've also got this, which you can save and plug into Git, and then you can see, you can, you know, filter on that sort of stuff, and you've got yourself a nice query browser. So I think with the combination of this tool and the SQLite browser or SQLite man, you have the ability to have a nice GUI replacement for something like Microsoft Access in a company or something. And the beauty of it is it's all rsyncable and it's all distributable for free, albeit 10 euros. 10 euros will get you a year of downloads. So I was extremely happy with this, I must say. And hopefully it will be a nice tool. Obviously, my use case is very, very weird. I get that. I understand that. But your use case might be just, I want something that will do a normal database for me, or I want to be able to get some information out of this Oracle database and I want to pump it into a, I just want to save it here in an SQLite database. So hopefully this was of some use to you. If it was, yeah, give us a comment or drop us a line. All right, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.